Mobile.
Earth, KM-419.
Are you?
Kicking it. How about you, sir?
Moving.
I thought I was ahead this morning, but that's obviously not true.
Doesn't move, you're all right.
Big day ahead of y'all, or is it going to be mediocre?
Hopefully it's not too bad. Monday's usually the worst day because it's catch-up, but Tuesday's usually fairly calm. How was your day yesterday?
Plane, it was fine after I got done. Funny part is, the other driver drove tonight. And he even had a flat on the trailer, got it fixed, and he was still ahead of time.
What time did you end up finishing up yesterday?
8.
Late.
About 3 hours late.
Do it all when you got home, or you go straight to bed?
I never did try to talk.
A little more improved yesterday, not quite as bad.
Better, but she's not back like she should be.
I heard a few stations. I think I heard one guy from Scotland. Man, he had a major pile up. He was going in order. And I missed the fours, so I moved on. And I eventually heard a England station on the PSK 31. But I never could quite pull him all the way out to be able to make contact with him.
Got a couple of stations from Scotland. I got 4 or 5 from England. I haven't got anything from Ireland yet. I've got Australia, New Zealand, and just about every European country.
Crazy was 14 was open well after dark yesterday. I mean, I think 14 was still going right before I went to bed at 10 o'clock, 11, 10, 10:30, whatever time it was.
Now I'd never gone to bed.
I called CQ a couple times on that PSK. That's why it's watching Hallmark. I do digital modes. And nobody ever responded to me, so I don't know if I was quite getting out or just wasn't nobody really listening. I mean, I could see that. Like I said, that one guy, I remember what he was using. It was a Libya or something. It's some weird digital mode, so I never could pull him out.
Little stuff I just don't mess with.
Understand that. It just helps, especially when the wife's watching Hallmark. I got my shack in the living room. So she's, I swear, a woman's deaf. She'll turn it way up. So digital modes, keyboard to keyboard, actually lets me still communicate a little bit there instead of trying to talk over the air with the TV going.
Good headset with a boom mic like I got.
That or a good howl. I've got one of those. I remember what I watched, but the guy that designs all the microphones for howl, he did something on YouTube, so I watched it. I got a couple recommendations on my Amazon wish list. I might upgrade one day.
Now, Pro 7, and I like it. I like it real good, but I didn't like the price on it, though. It was like $264.
Definitely, I definitely like their headphones and microphones and everything.
So that one I got, I think $35, I can switch out mics. They got one mic tuned up for nothing but DX.
Folks, whenever you change your settings, I know a lot of times you let drops on a bass out and bring your treble up, right, to help punch through the DX.
If I just do it with controls in my radio.
Set up, I never really use it. I never swap over to it most of the time. Not that I work a lot of DX, so I need to start getting in the habit. Now, there's some pretty cool stations out there sometimes, like I got from Scotland yesterday.
For DX, and I just want to see how far I can get out. I mean, I've made it as far as country on the other side of Italy, and I've made it to Russia and France and Spain and Germany. Just about all of South America.
Even. I never hear, unless it's a POTA, I never hear very many people calling CQ in the evening. Most of the time, the evening's kind of taken up by nets, and then you'll get the guys that just, you know, chit-chat back and forth. But I don't really hear too many people calling CQ, especially on 40, and definitely not on 80.
KW Mobile.
Good morning, young man. KM4NAP.
Mama's been being off in the afternoon, so we've been doing other things.
Yeah. It got quiet.
Looking at getting blinded by a fella on a motorcycle.
4WHM monitoring. How y'all doing?
I got Ken here.
Here's Andrew.
Got Ed on this end.
Them from Hartwell. Sounds like a good group is born.
It ride to work a little bit nicer, right?
I get on every morning and usually I head toward Athens and get on the Athens repeater and talk on the way in. I lose Greenville about 10 miles southeast of here, so, or southwest, no, southeast, and, so it's good to hear y'all on here this morning.
A few of us every morning on here about this time.
Right?
Starting y'all's day, my work day's over with, I'm headed to the barn. I'll go ahead and say 7-3 to everybody. I'm fixing to turn in the driveway, go in the house, and rate the coffee pot. So you guys have a good one. Hope to catch you in the morning. 7-3 to all, KN4 and AP.
Have a good one. KN4 TFW.
Enjoy your coffee. KO4 CES.
This is M4WHM. Glad I caught you before you got that coffee pot. Don't drink too much. Make you stay up. But it is good stuff.
Did the Athens this morning?
I'm here in a little bit. I'm just getting going, and I always take about 30 minutes to get my mind together and sit outside and listen to the birds or whatever and wake up and get my day going. Sort of my meditation time. Do a little prayer, a little thinking, whatever happens.
Here at morning time is the best time of the day. You all agree.
Morning. Just me though. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3s. I'm slowly working my way into the parking lot. So, y'all have a great one. This is KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Maybe we'll catch you this afternoon on the radio. KN4 TFW.
Have a good one.
Hey, you went down to the, you got work at the school down there in Athens. Is that right, Bill?
I'm the, IT director for a group of about 8 departments there at UGA. I've been doing it for a long time, so I made director, and I've been director for since 2012, and I got a good staff, and we have a good time. There's no doubt about that. Working on computers and programs and systems. It's always something interesting.
You don't mind going to work You know, if it's the same stuff every day, it just gets kind of old pretty quick.
Only different every day, no doubt. I never know what I'm going to get into. Right now, the big thing is I'm planning a move for about 30 people. So I got to get that this week and get everybody's computers moved and set back up on the network and work from home, bringing them back and just all kind of stuff. So that's what my week is this week.
I'm different, right? So maybe you can help me. I got two monitors on my computer at work, and when it goes to sleep, you know, you wiggle the mouse and it pops back on, but only one monitor pops right back on, and then the other one takes 4 or 5 minutes to come back on. Any ideas?
And I'd say look in the power saving options and how it turns it to sleep and set it to something different than what it is. It sounds like it's got that monitor set to go to sleep and not wake up the same way as the main monitor.
When the other one comes up, the blank one says that it doesn't have a signal.
It sounds like the power setting or something in the power settings on the video card is set different than the main monitor for the PC. It kind of depends on whether the monitor is plugged in. Both of them are plugged into the same video card, or if one's plugged into the board and one's plugged into a card, you'd have to set that appropriately.
Both of them plug into my little docking station, but it used to be that the one that stayed asleep was the main one. And it's like, man, it would take you forever to get back on. And then I went ahead and switched the main to the other one. And that, make it a little bit better.
It's power settings on the hibernate. It sounds like it's going into hibernate mode instead of sleep. And I would adjust your power settings. So it wouldn't go completely to sleep. Just let it go into sort of power save mode. And that way it would wake back up in a lot quicker, the whole system.
This morning when I get in there. Appreciate it.
Power settings, just go to control panel and power settings and look at what it's got for either hibernation or power savings, and you should be able to change it pretty easy. If they've got them locked down, you may have to have an admin password to do it, but if you have that, then you should be able to make all the changes you need to.
Way locked down, I mean, if you walk away for 5 minutes, that sucker's going to sleep.
Possible they've got that as what they call a group policy, and makes it go to sleep and lock the screen, so you have to put back any password and all that when you wake it up. But that's what's going on with it. Like I said, if it's a group policy, you'll have to get your IT group to make a change. But if it's not, you ought to be able to change that hibernation cycle to either longer or change it to just a power save, and it'll just put it to sleep and keep everything active. When you hit the mouse, it should wake right back up.
It may let me change that time. I know it won't let me change anything about how long it stays, you know, inactive before it goes to sleep. I know I can't change that, but I might be able to do something with it.
Better's always a hammer. That's my second option on computers.
Sometimes it's about the only thing that works, right?
To it, and then you get a new one.
With the computers for the staff, or do you do with the computers for the students also?
Staff. I work with parking, transportation, dining services, bookstore, golf course, administration, and vending and solicitation. So it's overall, I got about 2,000 computers that me and my staff take care of, and about that many people. So it's a full time job.
There's always several of them that are always having issues every day, right?
Every day, something new. I wake up and I check my mail and I see tickets and I get them. I got a lead tech who assigns the tickets and goes and they go work on them, and I just make sure everything's going right. It's a pretty good gig if you can get it. I've been very lucky to have some great folks to work with, and they do a great job, no doubt.
Yeah, Ed's wife works at Clemson University. She's in does parking and stuff like that for the students.
Clemson University from 2000 to 2007, before I went to UGA. Did IT work. I was in student affairs and worked with parking way back when, you know. I like Clemson. It's a good size school and a lot of good people.
I'm on the interstate here for a minute. Up on the interstate. Just a really short ramp and it's hard to see. Here, Bill.
Listening to the birds, getting lost in the morning here. Just thinking about what all I got to do today, get my mind together here. Where are you headed to first thing this morning?
North of Spartanburg. I work at a chemical plant up here, and I do the spare parts for the maintenance and everything. So, and we got a couple of little projects coming up and that, but I'm with you. I definitely enjoy the morning and watching the birds and listening to them.
Starting to wake up and chirp. That's my favorite time of the day. I spend a little bit of time before I get ready. I'm almost ready to go get my bowl of Cheerios. Start getting ready for work here. I got about 5 more minutes and I gotta move on.
You probably like me, you go in the poorhouse buying seeds for the birds and that. I think I heard another station in here a minute ago. Come in here to the station.
KO4 HKX. Morning, Bill. Morning, Ken. Good morning. Didn't know if anybody'd be out here this morning or not. Having to get out early. I gotta go over to another distributor's house and pick up tools before I go to the route.
Early for you.
Mostly up this time of day. I'm eating breakfast. I'm in the house getting things ready. So I'm only about 15-20 minutes early leaving.
You working last night, Patrick?
Yes, sir, I did. I had to reload the PyStar software and all that configuration there. But you gotta load a zip file. You can't unzip it first.
It comes zipped up. I sent you an email last night about 10 o'clock. I went in and checked mine, and mine was doing similar. I had changed it off 3101, and I had to sort of trick it to get it to change and work right. But I got it going in about 10 minutes.
Got off the phone with you, or off the radio there with you. It didn't take me too much longer, and I figured it out. But yeah, I seen your email last night. I appreciate you helping me out there.
That's what we're all here for, help each other out. Pass on what little knowledge or craziness we have.
What we're here for, that's one of the things I really enjoy about this hobby, is everybody's willing to help and share and just encourage you along.
Share and share. That makes us all good friends.
What you gentlemen thinking about this craziness going on now? The fuel and all that.
Yesterday, run out of gas at the Ingalls. People parked out in the road trying to get gas at filling stations in Harwell. It was a mess. Luckily, I got a full tank, so hopefully by the end of the week, I'll be able to fill up.
The truck's just sitting in the yard with a full tank, but thankfully we got this new car hybrid here, and it's getting awesome gas mileage.
I fill mine up, this excursion, up three times a week, usually Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but I don't know what'll happen this week, so I don't know.
Couple of gas cans with you.
I'm here, and everybody's out of gas already. I was online last night, and man, live, everybody's fighting at the gas pumps to get in, running out of gas while they're sitting there. It'll teach these people not to run around on empty, that's for sure. But I just don't think we need to panic like we're doing either.
News media for that, right?
I'm not necessarily going to blame them. The people ought to know better. They can't make up their own mind. They can't think for themselves. We've quit having our critical thinking ability anymore to comprehend and make an informed decision on our own. We're relying on somebody else to do it for us.
If they hadn't said there was going to be a gas shortage, people wouldn't have ran out, you know what I mean? And you probably would have never noticed. KN4TFW.
I'm going to say 73s. I got my bowl of Cheerios calling me now. I need to start getting ready to make that trip to Athens. So, got to go have breakfast and wake my wife up and get ready to go to work. Y'all have a good one. Be safe. Don't get in any trouble. If you do, have fun doing it. This is N4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good day. Hope everything goes smooth at work, telling everybody what they need to do and where to go. Hope you don't have too much trouble there. 732-KO4-HKX, and I'll be monitoring. Again, I'll be around.
73, Bill, good to talk to you this morning. Thanks for the tip on me. I'll try it in a little while here, see if I can make that computer work better. I hope you have an awesome day. Look forward to maybe catching you again in the morning. KN4TFW 73. Meet that other carrier.
This is here in Hendersonville, so it's not too far out of the way. It's my old distributor that I was buying tools from when I was turning wrenches. So, he's helped me out a bunch since I've started. We try to help each other out where we can.
The weatherman was saying it's going to be cool up there tomorrow.
And high tomorrow is 52 or 54, if I remember right. But it ain't much warmer down where you're at.
Being the low 50s, sure enough.
May already.
Still fairly cool. Well, I threw a sweatshirt on this morning just because it was overcast.
For a chance of rain this morning. Where's everybody else at this morning?
Yeah, it was running early. He signed off pretty early. He signed off before I jumped on the interstate.
Good. I'm glad he's getting done. That new driver must be doing his job.
You know, before I got my license, he was always on early in the morning and that, and it was seemed like a pretty regular schedule. Then all of a sudden it just went south real fast, and you know, he was always late.
Had my license, he's always been, you know, 6:30 before he got done till recently, so it's good that he's getting done early. I know it helps him out.
Coffee time.
Heard anybody in the last couple days, so I just wanted to make sure everybody's all right.
Everybody's all right. I'm a few minutes early myself.
Make up his mind whether it's going to be hot or cold. It's really messing my sinuses up. It's jumping back and forth thing.
Sneezing fit last night at the house. It's like, man, I just could not stop sneezing.
Video on that. Sneezing and coughing. Eyes watering. Throat's raw from draining. And I just, man, need to settle down here.
It'll be about the last cold snap, and then it'll warm up. Man, gas at my little gas station's up to $2.79.
$2 a gallon for diesel yesterday, if traveler's rest.
Tank fulls, I've averaged 57.4. So that's pretty good.
Trailer, the excursion will get about 25. But with the trailer, only get about 14.50. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Try to do the best I can.
Towards the gate, so I'll say 73 and hope you have an awesome day, and maybe it won't be too busy and I look forward to maybe catching you this afternoon or in the morning. KN4 TFW 73.
Ken, have a great day, and I'll listen for you this afternoon. KO4 HKX monitoring.